The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a very important message for you. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. And we all stand in need of lots of that, do we not? Yes. Okay, here's the only trouble. If there's one passage in the New Testament that's widely known and almost completely misunderstood, that passage would be, "Do not judge." Okay, now I know I've mentioned this before, but it deserves repetition. When Jesus says, "Do not judge," it does not mean that you cannot call a wrong action wrong. Do not judge means that you cannot judge a person, you cannot judge their motives, you cannot know what they were thinking, but it does not mean that you can't call a wrong action wrong. Now, the secular world's kind of two minds with regard to this. When it comes to things that are manifest crimes, things like perjury or theft or gun violence, judgment all over the place, right? No withholding of judgment. But when it comes to things that are not crimes, that are personal sins, like infidelity in marriage or sexual sins, suddenly it's, "Hey, don't judge me." Listen, for our Lord, it's the same across the board. You can never know why anyone did anything. We don't judge people. But that can't mean that you can't call a wrong action wrong. Okay? Trouble, though, is that all of us do. Unless you're in the summit of holiness, we all judge others. This comes from St. Francis de Sales. Tell me if this doesn't sound familiar. It says, "From our neighbor, we fault them for a trifle, but for ourselves, we want to excuse a major fault. We demand justice from everybody else, but for ourselves, we want mercy." Okay. For others, we want them to take our remarks lightly, but we're very sensitive about anything that anybody else says. All others must be very humble about their position. However, they must be very attentive to every detail of our importance. Right? A neighbor must never complain about us, but we sure do complain about them. Their help is insignificant, but our help is indispensable. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, we're all judging all the time. And you want to know how the only way around it? You have to make a decision. You have to choose to put yourself in their place and to put them in your place. You have to decide it. When you see a fault from somebody else, you have to choose deliberately to forgive it, to forget it, to pretend like it was an illusion. And you get good at this. Okay? This is what St. Joseph did when he heard the Blessed Mother was with child. He tried every possible way just to excuse it, to quietly dismiss her. It's what our Lord did on the cross. "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." We need to put ourselves in their place, and we need to put others in our place. And like any virtue, you choose it and you get good at it. The secular world likes to pride itself on its compassion and on its lack of judgmentalism, but the truth is precisely the opposite. It's really only among the friends of God that you find this beautiful quality of mercy, and the world is hungering and thirsting for it. Something for us to remember as we make our way through Lent, probably the most important thing that we could ever learn, as I've said before, it's your ticket to heaven. Blessed are those who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs. Amen.